Okay. Oh, what are we calling this episode?
Could we call it celebrities?
Your
celebrity get me vision songing.
Eurovision celebrity. Famous people in Eurovision. None of this is witty.
You need to work.
I'll come up with it.
Welcome to episode 4,
Celebrities of Eurovision. We're so slick. hi.
Should we say what we're going to be covering in this episode?
Yes, we are going to talk about famous people or what have been in the Eurovision Song Contest.
Yeah.
Now, some of them were celebrities that entered, and some of them were made in Eurovision.
Made in Eurovision.
Hashtag and ABBA.
Celine. I hope we shouldn't say them all now.
No, because it's so fun for the body of the...
Ruins the whole podcast. And that's it for today. Goodbye. Thanks for joining us.
See you.
Yes, but we should also do our parish news.
Oh, yes, parish notices.
Let me... we don't know if I got the name right.
I think that Gina
Parish notices.
Right. Jerry's got the giggles.
It's the new jingle. It just gets me every time because it's got a teal jumpsuit in it. And you know how I feel about a teal jumpsuit.
Yes.
Anyway, the competition.
Yes. Jerry, I'm going to do a drum roll and you can announce how many people have entered our song, name a song, we'll write a song for Eurovision song competition.
None.
Right.
Yeah, but the reason for that is that last week we gave such a lovely explanation of what people needed to do, but we neglected to give them any way of telling us how to do it.
Sorry about that. We had our first guest and it was all very exciting. And I think in the excitement, we just forgot
what rubbish. We were doing. So, yes, if you do want to enter the competition where you give us the name of a Eurovision song that you would like us to write, which we're going to write at the end of this series, then you can tweet us on Don't Play That Song.
It's Don't Play the Song. There weren't enough characters for Don't Play That Song. So it's at Don't Play the Song on Twitter. It's Don't Play That Song Again on Instagram. Don't Play That Song Again at gmail.com if you would like to be old-fashioned and email us. Hashtag retro.
I think I'm not giving out my phone number.
Not yet.
wait till we've got to know each other a little bit more.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
But yeah, so get on it and give us some names because we are itching to write something.
I'm going to fill up a tea cosy. Now, you've already seen the tea cosy that we used for the episode second, but unfortunately that is actually an inactive service in my house and we had an Easter afternoon tea, so I needed it. So I've actually dug out another tea cosy, which is a London 2012 Team GB tea cosy, which I thought was more appropriate.
Yeah.
And our first entry, which was from our guest last week, Jen, is in that tea cosy and you can join it and maybe win. And her entry was...
I
My
granny's
violin playing grandmother's piece drums.
I just remember piece drums.
Yeah.
At the end. But
so, yeah. If nobody else enters, we're going to have to write that into a song and enter it into Eurovision.
So please enter.
Please enter.
Although I am quite loving the idea of a piece drum. So I'll be on the percussion, whatever.
Blates.
Yeah.
That means I'm left with violin.
Or the granny.
Let's move swiftly on to item two in parish notices.
So, I've got a little bit of gossip.
Ooh.
That I got. Am I allowed to say where I got it from? Can I say the source?
I think you must always cite your sources.
Quote the source. So, I don't know if anyone here subscribes to a thing called Pop Bitch, which basically gives loads of gossip from the industry. And there was a little one in there this week from the Eurovision.
Hello.
The Eurovision, about San Marino's entry.
Do tell.
So according to Pop Bitch, that's never going to get old, is it? Over 1,000 songs were entered into the national heats this year for San Marino's Eurovision entry. And on the judging panel was Zoe Straub, who was Austria's 2015 Eurovision contestant.
Oh, yes, I remember.
But as well as being a judge, Zoe also wrote 9 of the 11 entries, so a bit like we're going to do next year.
Yep.
Which miraculously made it through to the final, including the eventual winner, Who We Are. So, I mean, you've got a good chance of getting through.
Well, 9 out of 11, and being on the judging panel.
Yeah. But the only way the public could vote for an entry in the grand final was by donating €20 towards the production of a finalist entry, which is, you know, that's nice.
Although it's compulsory, it's not a donation.
It's compulsory, exactly. You must donate, or we shoot you. In return, they would get a share of the royalties as distributed by Global Rockstar. But guess who the owner of Global Rockstar is, Michael?
Shock me.
It's Christoph Straub, Zoe's dad.
Wow.
I know.
I mean, this sounds like something out of the Conservative Party. I'm sure Jacob Rees-Mogg isn't in there somewhere.
I need to add that as a hashtag to all our podcasts.
What, hashtag Jacob Rees-Mogg?
Yeah.
Let's see if I can get him in every week.
Well, look, if I can talk about being at Eurovision, then you can talk about Jason Jason.
Just have. Jason.
Who's Jason?
Jason Donovan Mogg.
Anyway.
Right, on to item three, our last item of parish notices. We're going to talk about the current bookies' favourite for Eurovision 2018. I know that it's Israel's entry, but I actually don't know the name of the song or the artist.
No.
Do you?
Not a clue.
We're wonderfully prepared as ever. We're going to play you a clip of it now, and when we come back, we'll know what we're talking about. I'm not your toy! So we're laughing because towards the end of the song, she drops the F-bomb.
She does.
Like,
I mean, we could say it. We've got.
We're allowed to say it.
I'm just too shocked. You can't do that in Eurovision, can you?
Well, no, she'll have to say something else.
Mother plucking.
That works with the chicken.
Yes. I loved all the chicken noises.
I mean, Yeah, I'm not sure what... I agree. It's cool, but is she saying that he's a chicken?
Yeah, I don't know. The message is unclear, people. The message is unclear.
But we like it.
Yeah. I would have said it wasn't Eurovision. I say that a lot about a lot of Eurovision, so I don't think that's Eurovision. But you just don't know, do you?
You never
because
know.
Look at last year.
So unpredictable.
I think that it's great message. It's very on point. Is it on point that on fleek? What do they say these days? It's very on trend.
It's on trend, but that feels too trite.
Yeah.
When you're talking about, you know,
she's basically equality. Saying you're not. Yeah, you're not. I'm not your toy, and she's talking about you know,
being a strong, independent woman, which she is. She is fierce, which like, in a wonderful way. She's amazing. And she's got four brilliant backing dancers. Oh. I love them. You know I'm a sucker for a good backing dancer.
I'm very much looking forward to that performance.
They're so expressive. They're wonderful. Like, they're not even, like, wonderful because they're bad. They're great and wonderful. Yeah. Love blue hair. Check her out.
Yeah.
Maybe Ellen DeGeneres. Yes. Yeah. Although you thought it was Suri.
I thought it was Suri. I thought she was getting in lots of performances this year.
So a mission to be in all of the performances.
All of the. She'll be a background dancer in all of them, except for Storm, where she'll be up front and centre in a teal jumpsuit. Hopefully.
With a cape.
Fingers crossed.
So that is currently the bookie's favourite. Mm. It's linked in the description, so you can watch it. And obviously, we just played you a little clip. Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
Tweet us, email us.
Send us photos of or films of you doing the dance.
Yes.
That's what I'd like.
Or your chicken impression.
That's really good.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think that ends Parish Notices.
Yes.
Shall we move on to our next regular feature?
Yes.
It's time for Suri Facts.
Suri Facts.
I'm Suri, I don't believe that. Today's Suri Fact is that Suri's dad is a biochemist.
I'm Suri. I don't believe that.
Hey.
That's interesting.
Mm,
he's a biochemist.
It's a cool job.
Yeah. My dad's a nuclear safety engineer.
Really?
Yeah. It's like Homer Simpson.
But better, I hope.
But, yeah.
Does he work at Sellafield?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Oh, I wonder what her mum does, actually. I kind of hope that she's a meteorologist. Because, you know.
Do you think she helped write it?
Yeah. I don't think it says.
Well, that's sexist.
So your Wikipedia page doesn't say what your mum's job. Oh. Anyway, well, maybe that's another Suri fact if I find out.
What, that the Wikipedia page doesn't have?
I'm reading it under pressure.
Somebody needs to update your wiki page. Lovely. Well, that's a good fact. I like that fact.
Thanks.
Should we crack on?
Let's. So, what I've done so far in preparation is I've written on pieces of paper, as we're wont to do, names of famous acts.
Very exciting.
In the Eurovision Song Contest of Days of Yore. And I thought, as we pop them all in the tea cosy, as is our wont.
Actually getting the tea cosy off the teapot.
Yeah. It's sound effects and everything. Thank you, teapot. We'll give them all a little mensch, because we're not going to have time to pull everybody out. I didn't say off, I said out.
No, I've got time for that.
Right, Engelbert Humperdinck.
Oh, Engie. When was that, 2012?
Something like that,
2012.
Yeah. Well, I hope he comes back out. Julio Iglesias.
Nice.
Yeah, I think he might have been... a maid in Eurovision. I think he was unknown before.
Really?
But if he comes out, we can properly research him.
I think he was in the 70s. And I think he was already...
Was he already a thing?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I don't really know what I'm talking about.
Tartu.
The Russian duo. Blue. I mean, that better come out. Bonnie Tyler.
Oh, Bonnie. That was 2013. I remember that.
She was on telly the other day, actually, on Jane McDonald. And
yes.
I didn't see, but I saw it via Gogglebox.
Yeah.
I think I think that she just had a sore throat. But everyone's like, oh, she's a husband. It's like, she just had a sore throat.
It's Bonnie Tyler.
Yeah, don't. Leave her alone.
Yeah.
It's Bonnie, you know. Cliff Richard. Now, I know we've done Cliff in second, but Cliff Richard, for those of you who don't know, entered twice.
Yeah.
So this is... Power to all our friends, or
so we could watch
whatever
his
it was called.
Second,
which I think probably came fourth. A bar, definitely made in Eurovision. Yeah. Celine Dion
made in Eurovision.
Yeah, and she goes on.
Wasn't she made?
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Olivia Newton-John. I've not seen that one. I'm desperate to see it. That's all I've got written so far. But I just have remembered that Samantha
Janus
has to go in the tea cozy.
Should we do now?
What else have I? Who else have
now,
I forgotten?
Now we've got Michael Ball and Sonia, but we did cover them.
We have covered them already, so they're not going to go in. And also, when I was writing, I thought, like Bucks Fears. And it actually occurred to me that all of the UK's winners were established acts.
Mm.
So you've got Lulu, Sandy Shaw, Brotherhood of Man, Bucks Fears, and Katrina and the Waves. So harking back to what we were talking about with Jen, we seem to win when we put in famous people.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm not putting any of them in the tea cozy. A, because we'll be here all night.
Yeah.
And B, because I think as winners, they deserve their own episode.
Yeah, true. We can also share some on the Twitter page.
Yes.
We can just do some random shares this week.
Love that idea.
Of some things.
G-Dog.
Yeah.
Is there anyone I've forgotten that you could think of?
I mean, all the biggies are in there. You've got Engelbert, and that makes me a happy, happy bunny.
Oh, a happy little humperdinck.
Yeah. So he's in there. Celine's in. I mean, who...
Well, who else do you want?
Who else do you want? I mean, there are, like, all the Sandy Shores and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you could put Javine.
Did she do Eurovision?
Yes, she did.
Eurovision.
Yeah, she beat... didn't she beat Katie Price?
No, I think she beat Rita Ora, didn't she? Because Rita Ora was... So, I mean, that's a whole other podcast. Yeah. Like, people who didn't even make it into Eurovision.
We might do a special mention at the end. We'll see.
Yeah.
We won't. We'll do it in another episode.
You've just had it. Katie Price and Rita Ora, they didn't make it in. Anthony Costa tried as well. He didn't get in either.
And
but he did, was part of Blue. Enya for Ireland.
Yeah.
Jedward have to go in. Come on, people.
Yeah, Jedward's in the cozy.
Didn't even think about Ireland.
Well, I mean...
Sorry, Ireland. I'm actually half Irish. I'm getting an Irish passport to stay in the EU. I am. Yeah, I need it for work.
Yeah, same, but what can I do?
Are you not Irish?
No.
What about Dutch?
No, because you can either... With Holland, you can't have dual nationality.
So you'd have to renounce...
I'd have to renounce British citizenship. You know.
I mean, they do better at Eurovision than we do.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
I always, this is kind of a tangent, but when I was growing up and me and my sister would watch Eurovision, we'd always go, because it was at that time, when we were thinking of this, it was around the time of the Michael Balls and the Sonias. And so I thought, there's no way I'm going to be famous to be in Eurovision. They're not going to pick me. I didn't realise that they would just... pick any old Joe at some point. Mm. But we used to watch and we used to go, we would have a better chance of if we sang for Holland, for the Netherlands.
Yeah.
That was my dream.
You still can.
I know.
You still can.
And I might.
I mean, maybe at the end of the competition, maybe we'll pick a name out of a hat to write a song for the United Kingdom, and we'll pick a second name and we'll write that... for the Netherlands.
And I think they would welcome me there with open arms.
They welcome you home.
I hope so.
I'm going to shake the cozy if we can't think of anyone else. And you pick a name out and we will take a look.
Oh my God.
Hey!
We're starting with Celine Dion.
We'll go on.
Celine.
Oh, Dion.
What a voice. So that was the same year as Scott Fitzgerald. That's why I remember the floor.
The stage, you remember the stage.
The Nightmare stage.
So now we've seen what came first and second.
Yeah, and they both stood there with no backing dancers.
and did barely moved.
I would really like to see what the other acts did.
I want to watch this whole content. I wonder if, with, you know, the utmost respect for Irish construction, if perhaps the obviously very expensive pink nightmare floor was in fact a nightmare and unsafe. And they were like, it's only 3 minutes. Just stand. Don't move.
Don't move. You move, you fall through the floor. Stay where you are.
Oh, no.
I hope that happened.
I hope so, too.
But, yeah, what a... I mean, you can see the beginnings of the Celine Dion that we know and love.
Yeah.
She has got the little cheeky Celine wink, sideways nod.
Yeah. Little no-no finger wag.
Yeah. Little no-no finger wag.
I mean, it's vocally, it's unmistakably.
Yeah.
Celine. Yeah. It's wonderful. I mean, it's in French and I don't care.
You know? I don't care. It's Celine. She could sing in Spanish.
And I probably still wouldn't mind, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Also, we're going to link. So we tried to watch it and the video was very bad. So we found another one, which is slightly longer, but... What it did give us was the introduction by...
Glorious insight
honestly,
into 80s
I'm just
fashion.
So pleased that she got a week off filming Dynasty to come and present the Eurovision. Because, it was just joyous.
It was off the shoulder and not really on.
No. But you don't notice for quite a while because you spend ages trying to find where the hair stops.
Yeah, it was glorious. It was a lovely... I would say like a deep lavender, but I mean the color of her dress, not the hair. She's not 90. Thoroughly.
Well, she took pains to remind us she wasn't alive when the song contest started.
Oh, yes.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, wasn't alive then.
Yeah,
right.
I'm so young and nubile.
Wonder how old she is now.
Well, I mean, she's in a wheelchair after falling off that stage. That's a joke. That didn't happen. right. Shall I pick the next song?
Oh, it's you picking. Let me shake.
Chedwood.
Oh, yes.
Oh, sticking with Ireland. Sorry, we're back in. Which Chedwood should we do? Should we do the first one, the lipstick one?
Because they do two.
They did back to back.
You joking?
I mean, Ireland really couldn't afford to host anymore.
Wow. I
think the first one is the best one.
Yeah, do that one, do that one.
Okay.
That was energetic.
I mean, so headline, it's a lot better than you think it's going to be.
Yeah. I suddenly thought, have I remembered them wrong briefly? I thought, that wasn't... But they were really annoying at the time, weren't they? But
yeah.
I watching that, I was like, that's not too bad.
I mean, I think that it was very, very, very well put together.
Mm.
Well costumed, well choreographed. They're energetic boys and, you know, can put on a good show. They don't sing... very much. And also, again, it's not quite what we've talked about many times on this podcast, but there are four singers in the back dressed in black who are actually singing the song.
Yeah.
So there's two girls doing wonderful sort of like backing vocals, and then there's two guys that are singing
exactly what they're
with
singing.
Jedward, and they are probably actually doing the singing. I mean, I'm not saying that Jedward's mics aren't live,
They were on, you could hear them, but when they were jumping around, you know, like a toddler that had sugar, when they do that whole kind of weird spinny thing, like, look at me, Mum, I can spin. When they were doing that, they were still singing, but they weren't, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It was the other guys singing.
Yeah. But, I mean, that happens a lot. So I don't think that
crowd.
We can... The yeah, when it panned out, the crowd were not enjoying it. They were like on their phones.
Yep, just, you know.
Dusseldorf were not won over.
No, But it was, you know, yeah. I was actually surprised.
Yeah.
I thought it would be really, really awful, but it wasn't actually.
Yeah. A couple of little slip-ups from the one on the left. I don't know if that's Jed or Wood, but... So the one on the left is not as hot on remembering the choreo.
Yeah.
And the one on the right over-sexualizes the choreo. Way too much.
What was the...
I don't know why I'm doing the move. No one can see.
But... I can see.
Let's pick another song.
Oh, yeah, is it me?
Anyway, Jedward, not as bad as you'd think.
Put that on your website, Jedward. Of course.
Oh.
ABBA.
ABBA.
I'm picking all the biggies, aren't
you
I?
You are. Legendary.
That's why they won. You put some silk. What are they called? What are the little trousers called?
Culottes?
No, they're more like a kind of. I don't know what they're called. It's gone.
Well, so I was surprised to learn that there's six people in ABBA. I always thought it was four.
Yeah, I never knew about the man playing the bass with the handlebar moustache. He was lovely.
Yes, wonderful. I mean, obviously it's great, and we all know this, so we're just going to pick it apart for fun.
Yeah. Well, you hate them. So that's why you're picking them apart.
There's the wonderful bit where Benny or Bjorn,
yeah.
I don't know, Bjorn.
One of them begins with a B.
You can literally audibly hear him go, off! Like, I think he's bringing the girls off at the end of it. It's like...
Yeah, because it's on the bit, feel like I win when I lose. Off!
Like, first of all, I think they've got it, you know, they've been rehearsing it for weeks. I'm sure they've got it now. You need to stop micromanaging, Benny. And second of all, you've got a microphone in front of your mouth, so we all heard that.
You go off. I mean, you know, it worked, though. They won. So, yeah, I mean, I want to say it's Bjorn, but it could be Benny. I don't know. I really should know.
Benny's on the guitar with the vague look in his eyes.
Okay, so Bjorn with the amazing epaulettes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's who. Yeah, I was living for those epaulettes.
It was great. It was great. You can see why they went on to be big.
ABBA.
Maybe not my cup of tea, but obviously great.
Yeah, but like we discovered in the last 2 weeks, it's because of steps.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't blame, you know, don't... No. Blame the messenger. That's not right. No, anyway.
It's fine. Shall I pick out the cozy?
Yeah. Pick one. Stick your hand in my cozy. It's your cozy, actually.
Olivia Newton-John! This is going to be exciting. I've never seen this.
Neither have I. And it's the same year.
Is it?
Yeah, it's 1974.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Putting you on pause. Long, long.
Tell me about it, stud.
So, I think we know why that song's never mentioned.
Never mentioned!
Because she's either high or drunk.
Or both.
And it was just a series of words strung together in no particular order.
And then when they've had enough of that, she just sings love, 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 love.
And she looks drunk.
I wonder if... Because just because I want to give Liv the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a bit of a mind-numbing song. Maybe she is, like, by this point, by the contest, she must have sung it hundreds of times.
Yeah.
Maybe she's just, like, over it, dead behind the eyes.
Well, maybe she was trying to do something with it before, like in the rehearsal. And then they've gone, no, but like, really, you know, believe what you're singing. It's Long Live Love. Come on. And she was like, fuck you.
Yeah.
I'll show you.
I'm not even British.
Yeah.
Couldn't give
you
a shit.
Yeah, I'll show you. And she just went for it. There's lots of 70s skirt wafting.
Lots.
Which we didn't talk about in the ABBA one.
No. You know,
and she just randomly wafted her skirt.
Yeah. I mean, she's no Mary Hopkin, but she had a go. Yeah, and of course, the United Kingdom loves to disguise their backing singers. So, like, Imani had security guards.
Yeah.
Bridesmaids for Olivia Newton-John.
Bridesmaids in a lovely dark blue.
Lovely 70s long, blue.
Yeah, it was lovely. I don't know what that song was about. Living is giving. Giving is living.
Living for giving. Giving is caring.
Caring is sharing. Oh, but then the verse goes something like, on a wet day, dry day,
come and sell and buy day. I don't know. Is nonsense.
It was
nonsense. Where did it even come? Fourth.
No. I think it was well down. I think it was like,
keep saying things while I Google
like
it.
2020. It's never mentioned. It's never like Olivia Newton-John, the Olivia Newton-John, did Eurovision, and it's never spoken about, even on the show, the from our first episode, even on You Decide, when they're talking about 1974, they don't mention her. They didn't mention it at all. They didn't show any clips of her, and this was our entry.
No.
Because she's crazy. She just doesn't care.
Oh, well, she went second, and so we all know what that means.
Oh, yeah.
So she would have known she had no chance of winning because she was going second.
Where did she come? Did it say?
She got 14 points.
Wow.
Which doesn't sound like a lot, but Sweden won with 24.
24, yeah.
I know we're getting off topic. Well, by the looks of it, she came joint third.
Wow.
I mean, it was a different time.
It was, but wow.
So this is interesting. Let's talk about this. ABBA got 24 points, which doesn't feel like you would win the contest with. So they got douze poire, not at all.
Wow.
Can I
say that word anymore in this podcast?
They got 5 points from Finland, nothing from the United Kingdom.
Wow.
1 point from Spain. 2 from Norway, 2 from Israel, 1 from Yugoslavia, 1 from Luxembourg, 3 from the Netherlands, 1 from Ireland, 2 from Germany, 5 from Switzerland, 1 from Portugal. 24 points in total. And 1.
Who did anyone get 12 points then?
No, this is interesting. No. 5 was the maximum. Oh, they must have done a weird scoring this year. Oh, maybe 12 points had to come in by that point.
Well, that's something for another episode.
But yeah, only five was the maximum. Yeah, we'll look into that properly for you guys.
We'll do a whole scoring episode, and it will take as long as the scoring in Eurovision does.
But yeah, UK didn't give ABBA any points. Wow. Screw them.
Who's laughing now?
I think I picked the last one. But it doesn't matter because you're going to be happy with the result.
Oh my God, Bonnie Tyler. I am totes excited about this.
Let's do it.
I think that she was very popular because it's Bonnie Tyler.
And she's ledge.
But for all those singers out there, don't forget your warm-ups. Look after your voice.
It did take a little while to work into the song.
Yeah.
That's
what happens when you're singing hard rock, hard Bonnie Tyler rock for years.
The years take their toll, I guess.
But she's a consummate performer.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, it wasn't
she
bad.
She was working that crowd.
I mean, she had the crowd on side. They loved her.
Yeah.
It's a shame that It resulted in coming 22nd.
Mm.
But saying that, and this is nothing against Bonnie, wasn't the world's most exciting song.
No.
So.
But I'm, you know. It's Bonnie fucking Tyler.
Right? How many times can we say that? But I mean, yeah.
And they wore those fucking wristbands on. I'm swearing Mary today, I'm sorry.
I really enjoyed this watching this year because it's the first time we met Petra, whom I love. But also, she went to great pains in teaching us all that it's not Malmo, it's Malmö.
Malmö.
Which...
Malmö.
Theatrical story coming up. I did a little night music last summer, and Malmö is mentioned in it because it's set in Sweden. And I was the dick in the room. And people would be like, "Oh, Malmö," and I'm like, "It's actually Malmö."
Were you just on side? Only time somebody mentioned it, you'd stop. Sorry, could I just say?
Sorry, in Sweden they actually say Malmö. I didn't. Because I can't bear to be that person. So I just died inside every time someone said Malmö.
And wrote it in your journal.
Yes.
I'm going to pick, because I didn't pick last time. Who is this? Tattoo.
Tattoo? I'm not a fan.
Not a fan of that.
And that came third.
That was a slim year, wasn't it? What year was that?
2003.
Who?
I know Belgium came second, and it was won by Turkey. Couldn't tell you the songs. No stage presence.
And they look like they hated each other.
Well, apparently they do. So you get Terry Wogan saying, "Oh, let's see if they've both turned up." So I'm guessing there was some kind of hoo-ha where they'd fallen out.
They're just in a light jean in a white t-shirt.
And like no, yeah, they're just like they're in their living room.
They're just wandering around screaming at each other.
Sometimes in tune, sometimes.
I can't believe that came third. And yet good old Bonnie right. Tyler. I know it's like 10 years later, Bonnie Tyler, but she came 22nd.
There's no justice.
There's no rhyme or reason.
So, also, like Jedward, we discovered when trying to find the video for this, they've done it twice.
Yeah, 2003, 2009.
So, but again, like Jedward, we just watched your first entry.
Yeah.
Unless you're Cliff, because you've already done that.
Right,
you pick again, because I picked twice.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Engelbert Humperdinck.
Hey!
Oh, cannot wait!
If you love someone, follow your heart. Because love comes once, if you're lucky enough. Though I'll miss you forever, and the hurt will run deep. Only love can set you free.
Engelbert.
They went for it with the pyros at the end, didn't they?
They did. Lots of pizzazz.
So he was first. He was first in the thing.
In the final.
But they put in what we wanted for Scott Fitzgerald.
For Go, yeah.
They put a contemporary dance in, although she didn't have a Diana haircut.
No.
Because it was a different time.
Well, it's a different time.
You wouldn't want a Diana haircut. Yeah, lovely contemporary dancers. They're probably on Strictly now, aren't they?
Yeah. They were lovely.
Yeah.
And so was Engelbert. It wasn't the world's most exciting song, but
but
had a couple of dancers and some pyros.
But if that was last year, he might have won. He might have beaten Portugal.
Right, exactly. It's all about the mood of the year, isn't it?
Yeah. Because that would have won it last year, I've decided.
Yeah.
Because no one can question me on it.
Yeah.
Because
right performance, right song, wrong time.
Yeah, wrong time, Engel. Can I call him that?
Yeah, he loves it.
The other thing I noticed is he's got huge hands.
He spent half the song just going, "Look, it was as big as his head."
But they are, they're huge, like Mick Hucknall. Mick Hucknall's got massive hands.
You just watched seeing his hands all the time. I've got no idea what Mick Hucknall's hands look like.
They look, if you
probably a
look
bit freckly.
At them holding the mic, because it makes the mic look like a toy microphone. They're just huge hands. It's really funny. Okay. You won't be able to stop seeing it now on okay. Singers. And when you do, please message me.
Tweet us at Don't Play the Song with your favourite singer hands.
Oh, but they've got to be big. I'm
right.
Not...
No, it's my turn to pick. Oh, you just picked two out.
I'm sorry, I've just picked about five out.
Right, who's next? Who's next? Who's next? So excited.
Who is it?
Okay, it's Blue.
Oh.
Now, for some reason, I was working, I think. I didn't see this contest, and I don't think we did very well. So I never went back to watch it. So I have never seen
Michael.
This. Don't go back. I've never seen this. I'm so excited.
I'm ready. Yeah, yeah. Come on. I can, I will, I know I can. I'm tired these hands. I can, I will, I know I can. I'm tired these hands.
I'm trying to see where they came, but it's very confusing.
I quite fancied them in that. Is that because I'm now officially a middle-aged woman? And so I will just fancy any man with his top out doing a standing in formation,
yeah.
Doing a boy band dance.
I mean, they were very slick at the boy band dancing.
They were very slick.
As they should be, they're Blue.
Good designer on their costume.
Yes. I liked it. I liked it.
Yeah.
I kind of was, because I've never seen it, I was half expecting actually it to be a bit trash, but it wasn't. It was good. And they got 100 points, and I cannot tell you where that put them, but I'm going to say about eighth.
Roughly. I imagine it's eighth. Yeah, because they've started doing this stupid scoring, so we know where they got on the televoting, and we know where they got on the judges' voting, but we can't translate that into actual
placings. They came fifth in the televoting. They got 166 points based off the televoting, and they came fourth from bottom on the jury vote, and they got 57 points. And then somehow Eurovision combines 166 and 57 and comes up with 100.
And it makes no sense.
Yeah, and it puts them at,
who won?
I think, about eighth. Azerbaijan won. I vaguely remember that. It had lots of pyros. but we got they got a douze-poix from
Malta.
Bulgaria and oh no, that was it. Just Bulgaria.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah, thanks, Bulgaria.
And yeah, I felt like Lee couldn't hear himself.
He looked a bit worried at the beginning.
Yeah.
But he sounded great.
He sounded good.
We couldn't hear Simon.
No, but we could see him. We could see him.
We could see him.
Chest out.
And luckily for Simon, there were two badly lit, really good singers standing at the back. So,
yes.
Quite quickly on, I think they could hear that Simon wasn't coming through, so they picked up all of his
stuff.
They
picked up the slack.
Which is what they're there to do.
But I'll tell you what he did really well was his, come on.
Yeah.
Which is what I'm going to put in our song when we write it.
Please.
Come on.
Fine, you put in, come on. And I really want it to end like with like hands in the air. So like, end of song.
Yeah, yeah, so, yeah. That's definitely, I think we've gone off topic, but I think we combine all our favourite things. So definitely I'm putting the Simon Webb in.
Definitely.
Can we put the...
Also, I really loved that there was a massive cheer for the 3 seconds of the song where Anthony Costa got to sing on his
own. Yes!
It's like, yes, Anthony Costa! Okay, you're done.
And goodbye. Right, is it me picking again?
Yeah, do it.
Cliff Richard.
Cliff Richard not congratulating us or himself for... oh, that just reminded me, Bonnie Tyler pulled a Cliff Richard.
She did!
She pulled the Cliff. She pointed at a mate in the audience.
Yeah.
Check it out on the vid.
That's what I'm going to do in ours as well. Power to all our friends. To the music that never ends. To the people we want to be. Baby, power to you and me. Well, it was no congratulations,
Do you know what bothered me the most, actually, is that Cliff doesn't know where the camera is.
He's not looking at us at all.
We've talked about this in previous shows where, you know, people really know where the camera is. They're working it.
You could learn from Michael Ball, Cliff. You really could.
Or Sonia. I mean, even Mary Hopkin, and she was before him.
Yeah.
She knew where the camera was.
Yeah, she did.
Cliff doesn't look at us once, and it's a bit disconcerting. Mm. He's dressed like he's just wandered out the set of Flash Gordon.
I won't have a word said against the film Flash Gordon.
No, I love it.
But you are indeed correct.
And there are some wonderfully bizarre dance moves.
Yeah.
What's the thing with the legs?
It's like crazy legs, like they're just circling the knees, but I can't... You can film me doing it, and then we'll post that up.
Yeah,
we'll film the clip. So there's
crazy legs. Then there's like rocking backwards and forwards with his hands in the air.
Yeah.
Again, I think it might be a Christian thing. I'm sorry if it's not. I'm just assuming. You can tell it's the early 70s because we've got interchangeable hair.
Yeah.
With everybody on stage and a man who's definitely not playing the drums.
No, definitely not playing
or the bongos or whatever it is.
It's a conga, actually.
Musical expert Jerry Allen on the team. Actor Muso. Check her out on Spotlight. So this came third.
Yeah. So he just thought, oh, sod this. It's
going in the wrong direction.
Yeah, I'm not doing this again.
No.
Maybe we should bring him back. I don't know how we can bring him back, but maybe we can
Him to sing the song that we wrote.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. But also Michael Ball. Michael Ball and Cliff.
We'll write them a duet.
Head exploded. Oh. Sorry, Alfie Bo. You're going to have to let Mickey go for a bit so he can sing with Cliff.
Cliff Richards.
This was before, so I wonder if this inspired his greatest hit of all time, Devil Woman, which was in 1976. So this predates that, but that is... That, for me, is the peak of Cliff.
Devil Woman.
Because then from there it just went downhill all the way to a cappella singing at Wimbledon. And then...
Oh, it got much worse after that.
Yeah.
You know that thing where he sang the Lord's Prayer to the tune of Auld Lang Syne?
Oh, yes.
You didn't write that, Cliff. Not any of it.
Where did he get the...
We're sorry, Cliff. We love you. Please sing our song.
Did it? Yeah. Yeah. Because it will be to the tune of...
But Cliff... is very vocal and proud about the fact that he has had a UK hit in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s and noughties with the Millennium Prayer. He is running out of time to get a hit in this decade. A Eurovision entry is a surefire hit.
We are the answer to your prayers, Cliff.
We're going
to
give you another decade. You're welcome.
I mean, I kind of do want that waistcoat. Is it a waistcoat?
I mean, it looks like a mini dress.
A leather jerkin.
It looks like he's stolen a mini dress. I've changed my mind. It's not Flash Gordon. He's like a Doctor Who assistant.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I mean, watch the video, gang. It's got a lot to give.
And it's still giving to me. We've stopped watching.
Oh, right. Well, that leaves us with one.
Are you ready?
I've never seen this.
This is, I think this is possibly the greatest thing you're going to see today. It's Samantha Janus from 1991. Enjoy. A message to your heart is all right. I got her name wrong. It's Janus.
As the person who introduces her says, after she bizarrely sings some Italian for no discernible reason. That, I mean, check that out. That's weird. I mean, bless her. She's just going to hear herself.
Because, yeah, she was like half a tone out the whole way through.
Yeah, but consistently, except for the last note, but it's a big note, so she'll have that on muscle memory.
But I do like simple choreo. That was nice, simple choreo with the three backing.
I mean...
They just sort of looked at the camera with their 90s perms.
I mean, it's very 90s.
That was the first one. That's the first one that I remember watching. I remember watching that, and I remember them going on about the outfits. Like, there was a whole big thing about, oh, designed by Linda, whatever her name was.
McCartney.
Linda McCartney. Made of vegetarian meat. Yeah, they focus on the costumes a lot in that. Oh, it's designed by this person, and look at them. Don't they look lovely? But it's about the song. It's a song contest.
Well, yeah, well, and also that sort of sums up how I feel about... So the message of the song, you know, it's about social justice and helping the poor, but then it's like really peppy and they're wearing designer dresses with big hair and doing peppy dance moves. Yeah. It felt really incongruous. Mm. So, yeah, tuning issues aside, the song didn't match the message for me.
But that's what we liked in the 90s, though. A chirpy little number to talk about famine. What's wrong with that?
I mean, I feel like you know, Live Aid or Michael, not Live Aid, that was a concert, Feed the World.
Yeah.
That's not even the name of the song. What's it called? The Band-Aid song.
Do they know
it's Christmas? Thank you. Or, you know, many Michael Jackson numbers.
Yeah.
On the issue.
Yeah.
They weren't that peppy.
Yeah. I mean...
You love Samantha.
No. It was like my first memory of Eurovision. One of my first... No, that's a lie. I remember The Floor from 1988.
Yeah, so... But so this is your first vivid memory.
And I didn't know who she was. She didn't know who she was then.
Clueless.
If you read about it, though, I love the fact that they talk about her doing Eurovision and then they go, but merely 4 years later, she got a part in Bergerac or something. Or no, Game On. I think she was in Game On.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
where she made her name. But like, it was like a little blip. Yeah. A little
didn't
Eurovision
really
blip.
Didn't really happen.
Yeah.
Really
happen. She moved on. But she did actually, she did have a part in Bergerac. That is true. She was a singer in the Bergerac episode. Fact. That should have been your...
Fun fact.
But it's mine. Well, I haven't got a jingle.
We need to make you a jingle. Yeah. Well, come up with a jingle. Well, how jealous are you that my first Eurovision memory is Michael Ball.
Mickey B.
Yeah.
Really jealous.
One step. I mean, hooked for life on that.
Well, I mean, I obviously remember that. It wasn't my first memory. But imagine... But how jealous are you, though, that I had this?
This
is my first memory, and then bang, 1992. With the pointy bells. Yeah.
So it's important to note, actually, this was the bookie's favourite.
Yes.
Samantha, and it came 10th.
Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe it did lose something in performance.
That was diplomatic. Yeah, the outfits were lovely.
Yeah.
They're really good.
Well, that, I think, brings our look at the celebrities of Eurovision to a close.
Yeah, I mean, and there's loads more that we can cover, so maybe we'll do...
We'll do some more.
Maybe we'll do another one. But we'll definitely do a... here's what you could have won. Near misses.
Oh, near misses, yes. Hashtag Rita Ora.
Yeah.
And we'll definitely cover the UK winners. Although that's only 5 songs. That's going to be a short episode.
Yeah.
Although, if we wait, it could be 6.
Ding, ding, ding.
Don't last forever.
We're ready for the call to be backing singers. You're welcome. So, yeah, thanks for joining us again, and we'll see you, we won't see you, because that'd be weird if we were outside your house.
We'll talk into a microphone and you will hear us
Yeah.
Soon. In the meantime, please tweet us or email us with your song name suggestions. We would really love to be reading them out rather than apologising for not giving you methods of communication. So once again, tweet us at don'tplaythesong, email us don'tplaythatsongagain@gmail.com.
Or Insta. I don't know why you would Instagram us.
I mean, if you want to Instagram us, just Instagram us anyway. Yeah. Instagram us your favourite Eurovision celebrity. Also get in touch if we've missed your famous Eurovision celebrity. You know, for all we know, Michael Jackson did it and we've just forgotten about it.
And
tell us.
Let's get the Cliff Crazy Legs trending.
Let's That's what we can all boomerang that on Instagram.
That. Yeah. Nice.
Plan. See you soon, gang.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye.